President Bush was in Bangkok, Thailand today, attending the Asia-Pacific Summit. News analyst Daniel Shore says that during the president's six-nation trip to Asia, his statements about North Korea and its nuclear weapons program have undergone a change.
The Bush administration's tiptoe approach to nuclear-armed North Korea makes it increasingly evident that the axis of evil doctrine has gone to the repair shop for a major overhaul after Iraq. Preemption and regime change have all but disappeared from the president's doctrinal lexicon. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice and Secretary of State Colin Powell, who are by the president's side in Asia, appear to be having more influence on North Korea policy than Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and Vice President Dick Cheney. Perhaps as a result, the president begins to sound in Asia like a born-again multilateralist seeking a broad regional agreement to ban nuclear weapons. In this respect, he is going further than President Clinton in his bilateral agreement with North Korea in 1994. Today is Kim Jong-il who is the unilateralist seeking the prestige of a non-aggression treaty with a superpower, perhaps to be signed in Pyongyang. In practical terms, a non-aggression treaty doesn't mean very much. It didn't keep Hitler from invading the Soviet Union in 1941, but President Bush has so far refused to consider such a pact. However, in Bangkok yesterday, he said he could see a non-aggression pledge as part of a six-power treaty, China, Russia, Japan, and South Korea, in return for North Korea's giving up its nuclear weapons program. Conceivably, the four outside countries could be given some special status as a compromise. A one-on-one bilateral or a six-nation multilateral, a non-aggression treaty or a non-aggression promise, those gaps seem to be bridgeable. Secretary Powell said in Bangkok yesterday, there are models from the past containing reassurances that North Korea should find satisfactory. What is important to Kim Jong-il is that he will not go the way of Saddam Hussein, and that the Bush administration appears now ready to promise. This is Daniel Shore.